Okay, today we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Truma, so we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So we just said that Rabbi Kiva paskins that the Truma, if you have two partners and they're each mafres Truma, the Truma made by the second one is not going to be Truma to cover the Truma by each one is not going to be Truma to cover the other one's stuff, meaning each one counts as Truma, but only to cover their own stuff. So the other one still has to be mafres Truma. That was Rabbi Akiva's Shita. The Chachamim disagreed, right? The Chum said that the first one to be mafresh covers all of the produce. But Rabbi Akiva had said that no, each one who's mafresh is only covering his own produce. So Bamed Varmamurim says the Mishnah, when does Rabbi Akiva say that each one is not covering, is not being mafresh on behalf of his partner, Bishalo Diber? That's only if the partner never spoke to him and gave him permission to be mafresh for him. Aval Hirsha has been based, so Oas Avdo, Oas Shevchas, Olitrom. But if someone authorized someone, a member of household or an eved or a shivcha to be mafresh to truma, then the truma is in fact going to be a valid truma. Meaning, we assume that you don't want someone to be mafresh truma. Rabbi Kiva assumes at least that you don't want someone to be mafresh truma for you. But if you give permission, then assumptions are off. Once you give explicit permission, so that takes away all assumptions. We don't have to assume anything, and giving permission doesn't only work for a partner. It works even for Bnei Beis, it works for anybody. When we say in Eved and a Shivcha, it sounds like even in Eved Kenani, generally non-Jews are the very first Mishnah in the Masechta taught us that non-Jews are not allowed to be mafresh for you, but in Eved Kenani is different, because Eved Kenani has somewhat of a Kedushas Yisrael, because he's Chayiv in Mitzvos Ki'isha. So even though a Nachri would not be able to be mafresh for you, your Eved Kenani can be mafresh for you. So you can make any shliach to go be mafresh truma for you, even your Eved Kenani. The Mishnah just talks about people who live in your house, probably because those are the people that you're most likely to have had the conversation with to authorize. But it could really be anybody. It could be a next door neighbor. It could be anybody that you authorize that can then be mafresh truma for you. So the Mishnah then says, and what happens when you gave permission to someone to be mafresh truma for you, and then after he left, you decide that you don't want to give that person permission anymore. Bitel, you're mevatel the rishus. So you, Reuven authorizes Shimon to be mafresh truma for him. Shimon is now on his way to be mafresh truma, and then Reuven changes his mind and he says, I no longer want Shimon to act in my stead. So imat shelo taram bitel, if you were mevatel the shlichus before Shimon was actually mafresh your truma, then ain't truma so truma. Then whatever he's mafresh does not count. But v'imisha taram bitel, if it was already too late, he already had taken the truma, then truma so truma. Then the truma is going to be a valid truma. So hapol lemeilim rishus litrum. Workers do not have the right to be mafresh truma for the produce of their boss. We don't assume that just because he hired you to work, that he's also giving you permission to be mafresh or truma, except for one type of worker. Chutz min hadarochos, except for darochos. And the Bartanur explains that this is balim amei haaretz. You have the balabas is nama aretz, and he hires poalim chaverim. He hires workers who are careful about tuma and tahara in order to be mafresh the truma betara, because he knows he can't be mafresh the truma betara because he's tamei. So they're allowed to be mafresh before the bailim, who is in Amaretz, touches the produce and is metame all of the truma. So these people who are dorech by the gas, who crush the grapes to make wine, that's when the grapes first become huchsher lekabel tuma, and therefore they have to be, they should be torim at that point in order to be torim b'tahara. So shein metamen asagas miyad, because the owner, as soon as he touches it, will immediately be metame the gas. The way the Rambam explains this, Rabbi Kiveger quotes it, and tells Rabbi Kiveger from the Rambam, chutz min adruchim begas shim yirtzu letame seyayin harehin metame liyad ulfisha masalan ve'aminan al karchar harein kishluchim v'tamur trumas and truma. Meaning, since it's such a high risk time of dealing with the produce, because it's a time where they become hukshul lekabel tuma, and he's trusting them not to be metame the produce, so we assume that that's a level of a relationship. If he's going to trust them not to be metame the produce at that point in time, we assume that that's a level of a relationship where he would also trust them and want them to work in his stead to be mafresh the truma. That's how the Rambam seems to understand the unique halacha of the darochos. Now, Mishnah Hay talks about how we define a part of a person's produce that you're going to be mafresh truma from later on. Meaning, how do you like identify and mark off in what's going to be truma later on? So Omer trumas hakri zeh b'tocho. If a person says the truma of this pile is somewhere inside of the pile, umasros, not somewhere, is inside of the pile, umasros of b'tocho, or he says the maisros are inside of that pile, trumas maisros zeh b'tocho, or he says the trumas maiser of the pile is inside of the pile, so then we have a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kara shem. He was kari shem on the truma or on the maiser, because he said it's going to come from a particular part of the pile. Inside the pile means somewhere on the inner layers of the pile, not on the outer surface of the pile. So therefore, that means something. So he's allowed to be mafresh truma later on only from what's not on the external surface of the pile, only what's actually inside of that pile. Whereas v'chacham momrim ad sheyomer b'tzvono b'dromo. Not enough to just say somewhere inside the pile. You have to say much more specific: the north side of the pile, the south side of the pile, and then you can only be mafresh truma from the north or south side of the pile. But just saying inside of the pile does not limit you in any way. Then the third sheet, Rabbi Lazar Chisma Omer, ha'omer truma sakri mimenu alav. If a person says the truma of the pile is going to be taken from it for the rest of the pile, karashem. So that's also binding. Meaning you don't even need to say where in the pile. You don't say it's on the inside of the pile. You certainly don't need to say the north or south part of the pile. So Rabbi Shimon had said that the trumas mais, that if you say betocho, then that's going to be binding, and even though the pile is tevel and not maiser rishon, even if you say trumas maiser betocho and it's a pile of tevel, even that's going to be binding. And we said that both Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim say that you do have to specify in some way. It was only Rabbi Lazar Chisma who said that you don't have to specify. So Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov disagrees with both of those things. Ha'omer isur maiser zeh also trumas maiser alav. If a person says one tenth of this maiser rishon should be trumas maiser for the rest of it, karashem, then that's binding. So he's saying two things. First of all, he's saying that if you're identifying trumas maiser, it's got to be from a pile of maiser rishon. You cannot identify trumas maiser from a pile of tevel because it's not ready for trumas maiser yet. And the second thing he's saying is you don't need to specify where in the pile it is. You just say a tenth, wherever it may be in the pile. So those are two machlokos that Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov has with the earlier Tanaim of the Mishnah. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Dalet we learned that there is no assumed rishus to be able to be torim for other people, but if you give explicit rishus, then they're allowed to be torim for you. If you're mevatel that rishus, you have to do it in time before they were actually mafrish. And we said even workers do not have assumed rishus to be torim unless they're drochos, unless they're the people who are pressing the grapes on behalf of an ama aretz, and they are chaverim. And then Mishnah Hey, we learned that if the three shitos about how to be mafrish, about whether a designation, a verbal designation, is binding. So one, the Tanakhama held that even just saying besocho, that the truma is going to be besocho, is enough to identify that you're limited to only be mafresh from what is not on the outer surface of the pile. Rabbi Shimon said, that was Rabbi Shimon. The Chum said you have to identify more carefully the north or the south part of the pile. And Rabbi Lazar Chisma said you don't have to identify at all. You could be mafresh from just by saying it's anywhere in the pile, that's good enough to be kari shame. And then we said Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov disagrees with two things. Number one, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov says that even when you're being mafresh trumas meiser, specifically when you're being mafresh trumas meiser, it only works if you're being mafresh from a pile of meiser rishon. But to look at a pile of tevel and say that I'm being mafresh trumas meiser, that doesn't work. To be kari shame in such a way doesn't work. And the second thing he disagrees about is that he holds, like Rabbi Lazar Chisma, that you don't need to identify a specific location in the pile where you are being mafresh the Trumas Meiser from. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Mishnah Vav, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav.